Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, they spotted O.J. Simpson on a Costco run in Las Vegas on Sunday morning. They say that the juice is a regular there. He was by himself, so he's got a Costco card. He's not using his you know, he's living in somebody's house, five-bedroom house. But you got to have your own card to go into Costco. You have to have your own.
You can't just sneak in like I was doing through the to go to the food court.
You would sneak in and you would go in there and get the hot dogs and, and all that.
The pizza.
OJ probably.
You're operating on a budget, man.
Yeah, well, and OJ's on a budget right now. Here's what he bought. Got a couple, two items. What'd he get? Laundry detergent and coffee. So OJ's got to do his own laundry.
They're the juice has jumped up on the bean.
Yeah, he's coffee, and then he's doing his laundry at this five-bedroom house. They don't have people doing it for him. The juice has to do it.
Well, he probably learned that laundry thing when he was in the joint. He's probably an expert folder at this point. After 13 years in jail.
One shopper at the Costco said people definitely recognized him, but did not make it awkward.
His head is Costco size. I mean, OJ's head is like Costco size head.
It is massive. Says one of the checkout ladies there, oh, he comes in all the time. Marlon Brando's son is disputing the story from Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones was saying that Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor were involved in a sexual relationship. And Brando's kid, Miko Brando, told TMZ, no, and he says his family's disappointed to hear that. But Pryor's widow, Jennifer, confirmed, Richard Pryor's widow confirmed Quincy Jones' story. All right, who's the highest paid actress in television? What do you think?
On television?
We got the list for last year. Got last year's list, the top moneymakers on actresses.
Okay,
on TV.
So it's not like Ellen or something.
No, forget it. Okay. We aren't counting talk shows.
All right.
We're talking TV, we're talking dramas or sitcoms, okay?
Probably someone from that This Is Us show getting the monster ratings. Really?
No. No, she's 45 years old, and apparently she's been number one for six straight years.
Katherine Heigl?
Sofia Vergara. Oh. From Modern Family, $41.5 million in the last year for her. That's more than your girl from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Kaylee Cuoco. She's raking it in.
No, she only makes $25 million a year.
Only?
Yeah. She's in second place. And
now wait till the syndication coin kicks in, too, though. That's long term. That's perpetual.
Right. And then you got Mindy Kaling from The Mindy Project. She tied The Grey's Anatomy's Ellen Pompeo for third place. They made $13 million. Mariska Hargitay of Law & Order.
God, she's been on there 20 years.
She got $12 million, $12.5 million. And then Julie Bowen from Modern Family, who is now getting a divorce, is making $12 million a year. All right, and then
so Sofia Vergara makes 41 and Julie Bowen makes 12?
41.5 for Sofia Vergara. Julie Bowen makes $12 million. Yeah, I don't know.
Where's the agent?
I don't know.
Agents get fired.
Maybe Julie Bowen's husband was her agent. Maybe that's why she's dumping him.
Wow.
All right, and then
or at least that's what she's reporting on the taxes. Yeah. I only made $12 million, not 40.
Yeah, and then there's this tour, which will open in the Northwest and close in the Northwest. A double bill. Steve Miller and Peter Frampton will be going out starting this spring and ending later in the summer. Steve Miller, now they will start in Victoria, B.C. at the Save-On Food Center April 14th. Then they'll play the Abbotsford Center on April 16th. And then they're going all over the place, and then they'll end it in Woodinville, Chateau St. Michel, August 25th and 26th, with two nights there.
Wow.
So you've got two guys who are known for their short fuses.
The Grumpy Old Men Tour.
Steve Miller blowing his top at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Peter Frampton walking off stage when, what was it, the guy
the,
was...
The cameraman was showing the crowd instead of the star of the show.
And he was doing his solo, Peter Frampton, I guess, was in the middle of one of his solos.
When I'm picking, you're filming.
And they were not showing him on camera. They were showing the crowd or something else. And so he just said, that's it. I'm walking off stage. I don't need you. I don't need this. So you got these two guys, Steve Miller and Peter Frampton. You want to call it Grumpy Old Men?
Well, it's actually Grumpy Old Men 2, because this is the second year in a row they've toured together.
All right, good. The sequel, Grumpy Old Men 2, Steve Miller and Peter Frampton in the Northwest this spring and summer. That's the trash.